Post Game Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Well, obviously, much like Alshon, I'm very disappointed. You know, I think these guys understand the parameters of all the drug testing involved in our league. But much like Alshon, we move on and we'll move on without Jarrell.
John, do you guys have a PED problem
here? No, I think much like anything, I mean, whether it's DUIs or speeding tickets, I think people understand the rules, but they get broken. That's typically a player's responsibility to know what they put in their body, and we have pretty strict things while they're in this building, but they do leave the building usually around 5 o'clock every day. Much better. I mean, obviously it was a scary situation. I think anytime you see any kind of a head or neck injury, it's concerning. He was able to make it back on the team charter. It was a lot of hard work by a lot of people to make that happen. And, right now I think the real serious injuries are not there. I think he's got some neck soreness. He's in the concussion protocol. And, the real serious stuff is, behind him.
Do you have a sense whether he could possibly play this week?
It's a little bit too early to say. I think we were just very, very happy and relieved that it wasn't anything – career-threatening or very serious, and we're happy about that. Well, I think there's no substitute for playing time. I think, we've talked about, whether it's rookies or just guys getting the opportunity, and, some of the things that have happened and, may happen moving forward, gives guys opportunities. I go back to Jordan Howard. He didn't start the season as a starter. Obviously, he was in the depth. But when Jeremy Langford got hurt, he got the opportunity. So, much like, Kyle Long goes out, Ted Larson gets an opportunity. Same thing, Josh Sitton goes out, Eric Kush gets an opportunity. So, and it's not just always rookies. It's just guys that haven't played a lot of football for you, and you get to know them better, and you get to see them perform kind of what you're teaching. We saw it with, at the quarterback position. Early on in the season. So I think you don't want to see it. You want to maintain that depth, and you'd like to go through a season injury-free. But that definitely hasn't been a reality for us this season.
Yes.
Well, I think, there's a lot that goes into the passing game other than the quarterback. I think protection is part of it. And, guys, the ability to get open. I mean, we knew going in it was, the secondary was one of their strong points, and it was going to be without a couple wideouts that are now not able to be with us, that was going to be a little bit of a tough matchup, and it proved to be true.